Hello, we're on the air. This is Kathy Cook, bridging wisdom with Michael Goger, also known as Bright Lights Pathfinders. I have got double pneumonia and bronchitis, so Michael's going to be pretty much carrying the show tonight. I'll answer here and there, but go ahead, Michael. Thank you so much for being here this evening again.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, and I know you had the crud. That's what you call it down there, right? The crud?
Yes. That's what we call it.
That was a good
Feel free to call me Tassie, though, if you would like, because I know that's most people do, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's telling me to knock off the Brooklyn guy image. I'm not gonna. I'm gonna call you Tassie.
Yeah. My family does.
That's well, okay. Tassie. I love calling you Tassie. Listen, you announced a show, Bridge and Wisdom?
I did.
Okay, we taking calls. Might as well establish that right away. If things get slow, perhaps, what do you think?
I think that's a cool idea. Okay. I wanted to interview you, but I believe my voice is a little too scruffy for that.
Yes, no, I don't. The worst thing in the world for laryngitis is talking, and so I'll do most of the talking.
Well, you just visited me in Charlotte, North Carolina for 10 days.
Thank
I want to let everybody know that he is back home safely and sound, because last week you did broadcast here from Raintree.
Thank you, because I didn't know how I was to mention that or not. And actually, I went down for all the folks that do know me and would like to get to know me, to heal. I was going down to recuperate and heal because I was on the verge of a breakdown, another
meltdown.
I didn't think I'd make another day. And as soon as I got in her arms, I was already feeling the healing and the energy and the health and the strength, and then she wasn't feeling well, and it quickly and rapidly headed into her being very ill for several days. And then she came out of it that one night we made those videos, and she was radiant and gorgeous and full of life, and then the next day it kind of relapsed a little. So we had quite an experience. We spent 14 days in one room.
Yeah. Well, we did go outside a little bit.
Yeah, we went.
You stayed one end of the sofa and I stayed on the other.
Yeah. You showed me where you grew up. That was, you know, I was thinking about it last night. I couldn't sleep, and the most exciting part was seeing where you were a teenager and where you grew up.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
thrilling. It is beautiful. You gave me a reading the first time I ever met you back in 2005. You saw that bridge. You said my dad was standing on a little bridge that went to a house on a country lane, and that he was wishing that he could finish what he needed, what has been started in my life. And I said, well, we lived on country lane, and we had a little, like a brook bridge that we drove our car across to get up to the main house. And so you got to see that entire reading.
Absolutely. And it was a thrill. And folks, she's got a gorgeous home. I might as well get that out of the way right now. One of the most gorgeous homes I've been in, and yard. She was awarded a yard of the month. On Mother's Day. And you'll see the photos if you go on her Facebook or my Facebook. And her yard is magical. If you go out and sit in it, you heal and you feel better. point blank. I don't know what else to say. That's
Your legs healed.
My legs. The people that do know me know that I have leg issues, skin issues on the lower part of my legs, and they healed, and they're still healing, and getting better, and looking better, and feeling better. And her neighborhood is North Carolina has got to be one of the friendliest, sweetest, most prettiest places I ever seen, I believe, or felt.
Yeah, we don't have a single piece of trash on the street or anywhere.
Yeah, you couldn't. I give you a dollar if you find a cigarette butt laying somewhere. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We respect our place, yeah, a lot. Everybody does.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. And the flight there was fantastic, smooth, fast, and relaxing. And I plan on doing quite a bit of it in the future because we're going to work very closely together. Tassie's going to focus on... She's got to be the best photographer in the world. I challenge anybody to challenge that.
Thank you.
If you want to challenge it, you call me at 518-249-3995, and I'll put your photography against hers anytime, and we'll have a vote on it.
Wow.
And her artwork is never before seen. I don't know what world it's from, but it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. It's symbolic. It's cryptic. It's
tells the future.
It's
my mind because I'll look at something that I drew about 8 years ago, and it's exactly what happened within the past month or something. It's really weird.
Every piece tells a story. And no matter what way you turn it, there's a story. It's amazing. It's like a Rubik's Cube masterpiece type thing. It's any way you turn it, there's a story and a spirit journey.
I live so in the spiritual realm, Michael. You know, evolved so deeply. You know, just be living like a monk or a nun, that, you know, when I do draw, I don't know. You showed me a lot of what was in the drawings. I didn't even know.
I had a point. You
know, I just do it. It takes 2 or 3 years to complete one.
Yeah, some of them, and I can see why. And it's things that I really believe that everything you got should be looked at by a professional in cryptology and what would you call it? Alien communication.
There's a lot of alien stuff in there, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I told my kids, and, you know, Ashley last night, I said, if anything ever happened to me, that they go to, you know, you and BBS Radio, because I know BBS Radio would do something with them the way they're supposed to, even if they were to be studied or, put somewhere, or even if they just keep them, you know, and enjoy them, so.
And also, your poetry is mind-blowing. I mean, I sat there and you just talked the poem right out like that.
Oh, I remember that the night before you left.
I said, did you write that? You said, no, I just heard it. And I said, I was like, oh, my. If you had,
it was about the moon and the teardrops of the rain, I believe, wasn't it? Yeah.
And feelings
that you were having.
Yeah. And I miss you, too.
Wow.
I miss
you. Know, it's just amazing. I just want to tell everybody while I can talk a little bit. When I went to the doctor, Michael told the doctor what to do. And they did. They followed every single thing he said.
I said everything, didn't I? And they did.
She even told him what part of my lung was the worst, and she agreed. And then they kept saying, we know you. How do we know you? Anyway, I just wanted to validate that, because Michael told him which part of the lung and what I had wrong. I come home with a nebulizer and all this stuff. So I will get better, guys. It's just part of
And I agree.
That I've had in this house. Plus, my granddaughter was sick. And plus, the excitement of Michael coming to visit. But honest to God, we can honestly say people want to know, you know, love based on. We've known each other, what, 7 years? And we didn't talk for like 5 years, but we did telepathic abilities together. And up until this past year, we weren't in love and all that stuff. We were just, you know, working together. But it goes to show you, even you being here, physical part. I mean, that would be a plus. But I'm just saying, that's what true, honest, genuine love is. It's just we appreciating each other's company and enjoying each other in everything, way, shape, and form. But the most is the respect and non-judgmental in a relationship and the communication.
I was in the presence of a queen. That's what it felt like.
God love you.
God bless you, babe. And I want to say to everybody that Tassie's more professional than me because she has a lot of culture and education. So what you see is, I can't help being who I am. I was born.
Well, you are great every which way. I mean,
you know, I just felt
so comfortable. I even did all my little skits on my stage for you. You know, that's my exercise.
Well, I don't want to embarrass you in any way because you're such a professional, and I'm somewhat of a little bit of a, you know, I got Brooklyn in me. You know how they are. They're loud and a hurry. Come on. And another thing, I dress accordingly, you know. I was walking around Charlotte with my yo hat on and my sunglasses. And she went in to get medicine. I was standing, watch the video. I was in back of her just like that. And I think I scared the whole store.
Everywhere you went, police came in to see if I was okay.
Yeah. They thought I hijacked you for the weekend or something.
Hello.
So,
just to show you the different cultures.
Yeah. So if I do something or say something that's corny, or I'm usually a gentleman, and I'm
it's just New York, you know, the way New Yorkers dress compared to here. But you know, this community knows people that I'm with because I've been here all my life, and they don't know of you. Because I don't tell about my personal life to people. And also the fact that you were with me. So as soon as we would drive into anywhere, you know, like a compound or a store or something, they had the police watching you, you know, because they know me.
Yes, and rightfully so. Now, you're not supposed to talk. But I love to hear you talk. I miss you.
Well, it's getting better as I talk, but it's probably aggravating for the listeners. So I will just be quiet and let you just have at it, Michael. Do a little teaching or tell how, you know, what you experienced here and the energy balls. And boy, let me turn my phone off because I'm getting all kinds of text messages talking about the show.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah.
You know,
okay, so you go for it, buddy.
Well, you take a break, and I'll chit-chat for a second, all right? Okay, I'm laid back, ain't I?
Yeah, you are.
Man, when I left, I was a tight warrior. Now I'm laid back. And guess what I got in the mail today? Anonymously.
What?
Can you guess?
No.
The most beautiful gold cross you ever wanted to see.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I said, and all day long I was looking for a sign. You know how we are, how shaman are. They walk the walk and they talk the talk and they look in between the illusions. And so I was asking for a sign and the mail comes and there's a gorgeous gold cross, and I'm always going to wear it next to my Padre.
Wow.
Padre Pio.
What was the postage? Where did it come from?
It was Michigan or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I kept the envelope. So I seen that as a sign that we're on the right path.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're going to work closely together. I will be going down there quite a bit and working with Tassie on photography and artwork and raising labradoodles.
That's right.
And producing CDs. I'm going to be doing meditation CDs and psychic development CDs because there's so much nonsense out there that it's time for another real good psychic CD development recordings. And I'm going to sell them cheap and everybody, there's a demand for it. So, and we're going to do potter. We're going to have a, we're going to be potters. We have a lot of plans and you're going to be hearing a lot from us. I'm trying to talk Tassie into opening a online art studio because, man, if she can get into a website, everything that she has, people will be mind-boggled. It'd be like a mall. It would take all day to go through it. So,
well, thank you, Michael.
And this is the things that we're going to be doing, and we're going to be working hard at it. And everybody knows I am very busy, and I did get exhausted. I was frazzled. The day I got to Raintree, I was right there at the last frazzle, and it just all turned around. And I'm inspired, and we have a lot of plans, and people are going to really enjoy what we do. And like we said in the video, it's not about the money. It's about teaching and helping others understand what's going on out there. There's a universal plan and energy and knowledge and creator, and whether it's alien, spirit, I don't care what you call it. It's out there, and it had a part in creating us, and we want to show people how to connect with that and how to work with it. It's that simple, folks. It's just another science that we just haven't discovered yet, just like the light bulb. When, you know, once there wasn't a light bulb, and the next day there was a light bulb, and it's going to be like that with our next step in knowledge and communication with a higher power. So, and people like Tassie and I are being chosen to get it out, whether it's in words or in pictures or music or any way possible. Even our TV and our entertainment is geared towards preparing us to handle this consciously. So that's basically what our plan is, right, Tassie?
That's right.
Pretty much.
I would love to be able to understand the things that I get from spirit and the messages I get in my dreams and, you know, the pictures I draw. And I would love to understand them because it's almost like I just do them. And I know you can help me with that as well. And I'd love to do some meditative CDs and, you know, work with some people that way. And so basically everything you said, yes, agree.
But you know what, babe? We would need somebody that went to school for 16 years and studied cryptology and hieroglyphics.
Well, you've gotten a lot out of each one of them for me, so, you know.
I can do it spirit-wise and soul-wise, but there's something else there too, baby, and it's got to be studied. you really need a team of scientists to look this over after maybe we look it over.
Right.
You know, and it's got to be categorized and organized, and
that'll be the day.
You see?
So, I'm not organized at all, but it is my organization.
You know, you were going to interview. I want to tell the folks that do know me and is wondering what's going on. A lot of people didn't realize that not only that we are engaged to be married, we're engaged or a couple, that I was also exhausted and was going down to be with my baby and to heal. And that happened. And now it's going to expand and accelerate. So you can really expect a lot of good stuff coming from Tassie through BBS Radio. I also want to say that she's going to co-host one day a month with me. It'll be the second Saturday of every month on You Tell Me.
I know, I go around saying that all the time. You tell me.
She fell in love with that title, and it was, and I wanted to get rid of most of it so I can make room for newer shows, because I love creating talk shows and producing. So I was going to keep one You Tell Me, and Tassie agreed to co-host that show with me. And I will be here at BBS Radio with her quite a bit, or whenever she needs me, or every week, or whatever, whatever, whatever.
And hop it up, hop it up, hop it up.
And I will do readings, but maybe we'll plan it the next Tuesday. We'll just.
I believe Robbie Thomas is next Tuesday.
Okay, well,
yeah. He was to be the second week in June.
Okay, then it could be the week after, baby.
We'll
open up that phone line, see how many readings I can do in 50 minutes.
But you guys got to realize that I do not participate on BBS Radio with my readings, because I will on Blog Talk, but not here. This is my teaching space, and I don't want to get that involved in people starting to call me for readings on BBS Radio. So, you know, but when I have Michael here as a guest or whatever, if at times sees fit for us to open the lines for readings, we will do so, because that is who and what he does. So just wanted to clarify that. I will work with Michael in a Blog Talk reading, but the BBS Radio Bridging Wisdom is my teaching, and people calling in with their, you know, understandings of certain things as well. Thank you for that. Hey, let me share.
You know how I see it? I see this show as your sacred temple.
Basically, yes. I learn a lot, because when I'm working it, and when I'm teaching, or when I'm speaking out on broadcasts here at home at BBS Radio, I have to listen to the archive several times to understand and comprehend what I said and how I said it, because it just is so spirit-led that it just pops out of me, because, you know, I never prepare for my shows. And that's a lot of the reasons I don't ever have a guest host or, you know, co-host, because I need to hear it for myself as well. And
Right. And you are one person that does the playback. A lot of work goes into a radio show. You got to, first of all, you got to format it and do it, and then listen for the playback. And that's a lot of time, folks. And at the present time, I got 14 of them, 2 hours, 14 two-hour shows. Yeah. So you see why I needed my Sweet Magnolia.
We went to my parents' house. They have Hills Haven, and it's full of magnolias. It's probably the best photography I've ever taken.
Phenomenal. I'm telling you right now, any photographer out there, if I'll match you.
I don't know how that one got pink on it, but it did. I posted it in the TNT News Trader. It looks like wings with pink. It's just amazing. And yep. I'm very blessed to have the eye of the camera, because I take like 20 shots of one thing just because you might not only get just one.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, everybody, you know what they can, I wish and hope and pray that everybody enjoys something in their life besides trying to get out there and be, you know, books and this and that and this and that, but enjoy a hobby, because that hobby is basically who and what you are. But I do realize that whatever I'm doing at the given moment, it's my passion. You know, whether it's arguing, fighting, loving, kissing, right, eating, doing photography, whatever I'm doing at this precise moment is my passion. So,
yeah. And that's a Buddhist, a true Buddhist.
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm telling you, that's what.
Yeah, I've learned so much from you. You've got all this information, you know, that just blows my mind. And I absorb it as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, this is some kind of, I wanted to tell my fans, I keep forgetting to say it, that, my fans, oh my God. My listeners are the ones that know me, that I just got back. It was a very late night. I didn't get no sleep. I did a lot of running today, and I believe I knocked out 70% of my messages and things that I needed to communicate, and I will be doing the rest of yous tomorrow. So by tomorrow, I shall be stable and making sense to everybody. Okay, so right now I'm just relaxing, enjoying myself, and loving being here at BBS Radio, the best.
Oh man, they are fantastic.
Internet.
I tell you, I can't get enough. I'm not playing favors of the stations, because I love Niles. I love, you know, just so many. But I can't get enough of that Don Nikoloff's Evident Footprints. Oh. That man is profound.
Oh.
I tell you what, he's on at 12 at night or 1. It's 12 o'clock my time. But I've been telling you about him for years, Michael. You need to. You listen to him here at the house almost every night, because I don't miss a show of his.
I love the whole station. It's
phenomenal. I know. This is kind of like a news. It gets me up on the news.
Yeah, the TNT.
And his music is mind blowing. His music, he produces and plays a lot of music himself. But I'm not trying to put plugs out there. I'm just saying, everybody, there's a flavor for any type of listener on BBS Radio Station 1, 2, or 3. I love the Galactic Federation. You love that one too. But we listen to so many. I kind of turned you on to, you know, really listen to BBS.
Yeah.
Because it's on all the time.
BBS Radio is the best internet radio station on the planet.
And it's such a wide variety. You know, they've got the Galactic, but they've got Ron that will help cleanse and clean you out with, you know, he counts down and he balances you with his, you know, just, there's so many. I just, please, everybody, if just invest in the archives. You get a library of thousands upon thousands. Now, I've been slack because I've just been moving and having a grandchild. I need to catch up and put what each of my shows that have been broadcast are about. Please forgive me, but if right now, if you see that, just close your eyes and click, because every one of them are very good for anybody, you know, if they haven't kept up with their a Fireside Chat. Lance, he keeps his up really well. He's profound. I don't want to start naming, because then, you know what I mean, but everybody, just look at the show schedule. Go buy the archives. They're like $16 for 3 months.
Yeah. I mean, just having it in your system tray with the music playing, you turn me on to, their music, really.
I don't, most of the people in my family, they have started listening to the 24-hour station of BBS, and or you can get station one or two. They've got every kind of music that, you know, every flavor that you need. It's just good to keep that station up and running in your background. Open another window and do your thing, and you just get chock full of so many things. The TNT News Trader is one of my favorites. Now, I don't read every little thing because it would take me 24 hours to read half of it, but it's full of links and information that's very informative, but it's a lot of fun too. So I believe anybody can join the TNT News Trader and just make a name up, and but you know, it's very informative, and they've got something that the blog in as well is very good. Doug Newsom keeps up with that pretty much mostly. So
that's fantastic. I'm obsessed with radio, and I know them all, and I listen to them all, and. You fell asleep with either the music or the shows playing, and
every night
you showed me a whole different version of BBS radio.
Did I really?
Yeah, the music and all the other talk shows, and it really enlightened me. And
it's a very high class, fun class, fun respected. I mean, people will get addicted if they just turn it on and just go, even just to go to sleep, especially, you know, with the music. But if I miss some of the shows that are, you know, like you have that DVR thing or whatever you have on a TV. As you know, Michael, I did not even turn the TV on. I never have. Didn't even know how to run it to get us to watch a TV program. You know, but BBS is taking its place for me. You know, I'd rather listen to station archives, which we did a lot of. As well as live, as well as music. But I never did figure out how to turn on that TV.
Yeah. We sat there in one spot for 14 days bonding. No TV, just BBS in the background, artwork, and exploring the universe and her work. She's got some incredible... recordings from sleep talking, and they need to be researched too. They're above and beyond my. I mean, I can interpret spiritually, but academically, there's something there too. Hey, telepathic experiment. What stone am I holding?
You're holding the heart stone.
100% on, baby.
And it's a bloodstone.
Yes, and it's shaped like a perfect heart.
And Patty Stone with Medicine Walker, when they came to my house and cleansed it, she gave me that stone.
Okay.
And I passed it on to you. So basically you got one from Michigan.
Yeah. Okay. Telepathic experiment. Which one was I torn between? It was going to be this one or another one?
Well, you didn't hold the centrine because it's a little roughed in your hands, but you also wanted to hold the egg bloodstone, but you decided to hold the heart one instead.
The color of it.
The color of it?
Yeah.
The yellow one. You didn't. It's too rough for your hands, so that's why you picked up the
right.
The centrine.
Yeah.
But you do the orange. Now you're pulling up the orange one that has the two little specks on it.
Yeah. You're right. Incredible.
And that's the one that puts all the negativity, pulls the negativity and gets the black. But I was feeling that you'd want to hold that yellow centering, but you want something smooth in your hands. So you put that down and got the heart.
Yeah. And then the little purple, the purple one that looks like a snail.
You got that one? That's good. I'm glad you took that one.
Yeah. All
right. But we put it in the pouches so quick. You know, I didn't see what all you got.
That's talking to me, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my connection.
Tell the active listening audience about the stones and how they can work for people. That'd be a good topic.
Well, as we know, everything in the universe has a vibration and a color and a light spectrum. And each stone vibrates a certain frequency that will connect with a major or minor chakra in your energy body and could assist you by soothing or drawing or energizing or healing or balancing that certain portal or the energy going in and out of it. Usually it's clogged or stagnated, and they need to be cleansed. Your chakras need to be cleansed and energized. And if you're not doing it, you're not walking the walk or talking the talk. So, and that's how stones and crystals help us. It's the same way with aromatherapy and color therapy. It's the vibration that is connecting to the portals that you may need help in or you're overly excited in. So it would behoove to research the stone and the condition that you may be trying to improve or enhance. How'd I do?
That's fantastic. I collect the stones all over the world, from Egypt to pyramids. People send me stones all the time, because when they ask me what to bring them back, I always say a stone will talk to you, you know, because they're the oldest things that have been on this earth, with the energies that they hold in their spot. But I always ask, you know, okay, the stone, if you may take it or if you may have it. But it'll pull to you, just like when I was cutting those magnolias and, you know, anything in my yard, what I do first.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What did I asked the flower, yeah, or I asked the branch if I could have it.
Yeah.
Some of them said no. Yeah, and then at one time I took one of them just because it was so pretty, even though I felt it said no, and it split. Remember?
Yes, it did. And that's, you know, that's what's going to make the difference on your journey, to be able to decipher whether or not you should pick that flower or kill that bug or...
Right. Because to me, the energy, you know, just like when you asked, it told you to pull it from its joint. It said snap it quick from its joint, remember? When you pull the magnolia branch.
Absolutely.
Because I didn't even understand that at first, but then I realized when I went to pull one, you know, it split it because of it saying, no, please don't. And I took that particular flower's picture so much. But I know that doesn't make sense to many people, but everything that's alive that has energy in it, you know, it should be respected. That's just the way I look at things. Nice. Our trees, for an example, you know, they breathe our air and we breathe it, what they filter for us. The trees, to me, are very important, but they're just being torn down there, right and left. They're everything that we basically use to live, the housing, the money, the, you know,
yes,
the furniture, the trees. But we got to respect them and put back what we take, because the blanket of the trees is what blankets us from the, you know, the nasty air out there. It could even help us with the radiation levels, you know, because it absorbs so much. But then they breathe as well what we breathe out, just like, you know, the plants and, you know, the nuclear plants or whatever's out there, the air that we're sending out there. That's, you know, so we're doing a yin-yang, basically. What we give to them, they give to us.
Right.
So we breathe what they breathe.
You should have reverence for everything. You should leave everything better than you found it.
Exactly.
And that's the warrior's way.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't start doing this, each and every one of us, our grandchildren and great-grandchildren are going to pay the price, and we're even going to pay the price. We're already paying the price.
I know that people just see plants and, you know, things as just part of, you know, just rip them up, but they've got feelings. And just think, if we had that reverence for everything on this earth, especially because God created it, you know, the Creator, we'll give it, you know, respect it. Because what does it say in the Bible? That God loves us as much. You know, he even loved the sparrow too, so much, that used to get sold to for one penny. And he knew every He knows every feather and how many feathers are on that little sparrow's head. You know, so he knows everything that's in this earth. And as soon as we start respecting this earth, then if we start giving respect to the things that are of this earth, then more people would respect themselves because they wouldn't have that feeling, you know, and then that way they would pass it to other people and the love would just start connecting. Since people are so egotistical or have so much pride and can't admit that they've done wrong or said something wrong, how about if we make a deal? Why don't we make a deal to give that respect to the plant or the tree or the rock or whatever, and then they'll get used, people will get used to giving that respect, and it'll fall off of them onto other people, places, and things, I bet. Bet you that would work.
That's right, baby.
Start, you know, healing this world better. You know, it'd heal the person. You know, that's how I heal myself, is with talking to, you know, the love of nature and getting back. I made you even ask you to hug that tree, remember, because it was sick. What are you doing?
What?
I said, what are you doing when you sound preoccupied?
I couldn't understand you. Getting old.
I was asking you if you thought hugging a tree. What do you think of hugging a tree?
Hugging a tree is very therapeutic and could be very helpful to your mental and emotional health and physical health. And you can communicate with the tree if you're open enough.
You know, Michael, how I learned to feel the trees? I would clap my hands like that, you know, and get the energy started. And then I would touch the tree, you know, a smooth little tree, like maybe a sapling. And then pull my hands back and you can feel the energy. But actually how I learned to see auras was just like, you know how we read the clouds?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know how at night I look through the trees and would see their little auras, their leaves would touch each other or not touch each other. And you can see kind of like a white halo through the trees if you kind of look, glare out. But you can also read the leaves like you read the clouds, where there's separate spots where they hook together and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Tassie, can I plug the two shows I'm doing tomorrow and the next day?
Sure, I would love for you to.
All right, so stop in tomorrow at Blog Talk, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For Natural Remedies with Ricky Evans. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then Thursday the 9th, we have Transform You with Reverend K. Randall May, PhD. And that's based on transforming issues in your life using spirit-directed thought. And then Saturday the 11th, I am debuting a new show called Waves, which will be connected to, once again, vibrational energies in the universe, co-hosting Lori Rocco. So that's three shows in a row, 8th, 9th, and the 11th. And Tassie, how do you feel about me promoting that cab company in Charlotte?
That guy was an angel. A real live one.
Can I give him a shout out?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think there'd be a problem. Can I mention his name and the company name?
I don't know. That's something you're going to have to feel. All I did was call the cab, and I saw that he was an angel. You were then in the car with him, so... Yeah. It was not like a regular cab, so it was like a limousine, it looks like.
Yeah. If you go into the North Carolina, Charlotte area, use this cab company, Crown Cab Company, and ask for Bill Dobbins. Bill Dobbins, and their phone number is 704-496-1008. I believe he was an angel. We talked about God for 25 minutes, and I was like hypnotized by the man. And I'm wondering if it really happened. That's how he left.
When he opened the car door for me to sign, Michael, it was like, it wasn't air conditioned. It was felt like air conditioned, but it felt like a, whew, you know, fresh, crisp. And and the hat that man had on was the most, I mean, this was different. It was definitely.
Yeah, there different. Was something.
He kept saying he knew about you, or he knew what you were
and felt that he wanted to run his dream was to open up a halfway house to help inmates adjust to society. And he asked me what we were. I said, well, you know, it's funny. One of me and my fiance's dreams was to have a huge soup kitchen. And it was like he kept saying he knew. Like he knew everything. He knew my heart. He knew my heart or knew my destiny. It was a very interesting experience. Mm-hmm. So if you're in the North Carolina area, I would definitely ask for this gentleman and enjoy your ride.
I feel like if so many people would get together and help, you know, just the other day, Michael, this lady came in. She was waiting. Her wallet was locked in the car. She was waiting on somebody to get her wallet. She had this big jug of water that she's behind. I said, hey, man, I just put that on my tab. She was like shocked that I was buying her water. I was like, wow. I said, man, I said, even if you had your wallet, pay it forward. That's what she said. She said, oh, pay it forward. I said, yeah, now you do it for somebody else. You know, so just buy a cup of coffee for somebody or a drink or water or a newspaper, absolutely, whatever. If you see trash in your neighbor's yard or, you know, a flyer, go over there and pick it up. Good gosh.
Absolutely. Well, hold the door open for somebody. And smile and say good morning.
Especially the mothers or the fathers that are out there with a bunch of kids trying to get groceries. You know, reach for something for them so they can, you know, just anything. Everybody, if everybody would just, but then again, everybody's so concerned over what somebody's going to think.
Yeah.
That's what I get and gather. Or if they would feel like you were invading, just say, may I, you know, or may I, because I just asked the lady, I said, ma'am, if I get this drink for you. And she's like, no, at first. And I said, she's from up north and she was traveling. I said, ma'am, I said, I got my money right here and you got to wait till, and you're thirsty, I can tell. You're very hot and thirsty. And I said, let me just go and get it. She was so excited. It's like I bought her a Cadillac.
And, you know, one of the things that touched my heart when I was with you in North Carolina was how many times people would God bless you or bless your heart or bless you, or you didn't hear that in New York too much.
Yeah, and even people, we exchanged phone numbers at restaurants, like the Waffle House ladies called twice.
That was,
you know, that I met that night with you, the Waffle, Crystal from the Waffle House.
That was amazing.
When we went out in the middle of the night to eat.
It was amazing. How many people exchange phone numbers with a waitress within minutes of meeting them?
Yeah, I got several while you were here. But anyway, we've got to wrap this up because PBS, I stop at 5 till so that they can get it together for the next show.
Okay. I want to say I am humbled and thankful you invited me to be here. And
my pleasure.
I love you. You take care.
I love you too. God bless. God bless PBS. We love you guys. We love all you active listening audience. And it is Tuesday. Are we off the air? It's Tuesday, June 7th, 2011. And we are off the air. Bye-bye.